Welcome to Pieces of Life with Ben Jay. We'll be walking through pieces of my life as well as yours. Let's take a trip.
I recently found out I'm gonna be a granddad. Wow. Talk about throwing somebody for a loop, right? My daughter's only 17, an 11th grader. So it's not like totally a great thing, but you know, I mean, I remember when my wife was pregnant, people found out they tripped out, and I promised I wouldn't do that to her. So, you know, I try to make sure I'm being a good dad and being supportive and, you know, make sure talking to her, see if she needs anything, see how life's treating her, hopefully treating her good. But I know she's kind of tore up about it because she didn't want any kids in the beginning. I told her, I mean, if you do it the right way, you won't have kids. But if you go sneaking around, trying to do things the wrong way, basically. I can't say sneaking around. If you're doing things the wrong way, it'll show. You know, you got to take safety in mind. Handle things the right way. If you're not going to do it, cool. But if you're thinking about it, it's on your mind, if it's a possibility, you know, you need to go ahead and just get some birth control. Talk to your boyfriend about it, because the last thing you want is a baby. We agreed on it. She didn't want a baby. But turns out life wanted her to have one. So, I mean, can't really be mad at life. You got to teach your kids. Should insert a Trojan commercial here or something. You know, make sure you educate your kids. If not, you'll have a baby. Or they'll have a baby. Or maybe they are the baby that was from an uneducated kid. Who knows? But, yeah, everybody else is upset for me. I mean, I can understand. I'm like, yeah, I mean, it's not the most perfect idea. Not like I planned for that. Not like, you know, she planned for it. You know, obviously she didn't. Although, you know, you try to tell them, if you don't actively try to prevent a pregnancy, then you're actively going after one. Because if you're having sex unprotected, guess what? It's a baby gonna come out of there. That's what happened. Or a disease. A baby is the better of the two outcomes. After that jab cross combo from my daughter, I did the next best thing. The only thing I really could do, in my opinion, I started telling people. I had to call family, friends, all of them. Everybody had varied opinions, you know. Couldn't do nothing but appreciate and respect them. I mean, everybody wants the best for you. Nobody's out there just trying to tell you anything wrong. So, I mean, I do appreciate all the opinions. But, you know, you have to take them with a grain of salt. Filter through them, filter to the root of what the person's saying, and, you know, make sure you calm their opinion down. Let them know, hey, she'll be okay. It's not the end of the world for her, because it's not. It's actually a new beginning. It's an opportunity for her to grow, to become a little more responsible. It's an opportunity for her to focus, take things a little more serious. I mean, it's not negative. It's not negative at all. It's just a surprise. And it's only a surprise if you don't know what human nature is. Talk to your teenager. Let them have a good time. Talk to your teenager. Let them enjoy their life, but teach them how to go through it safely. I mean, my wife is still dealing with the fact that she's like 34 and gonna be a grandmother now. I think it's funny. She calls me granddad and I call her grandma and she's like, shut up. It's funny. She used to tell me, no, daddy, I don't want kids. I don't want no kids, daddy. I'm not gonna have kids. Don't even have to worry about it. Mm-mm, not till after college. I'm like, yeah, okay. You say that. I hope so, because kids are hard. Trust me. I had kids at an early age. Well, not too early, but it was hard. I didn't have a job. I didn't have money. So I had to join the military. So, you know, she says she's still gonna graduate high school, which is what I'm pushing for. She says she's still going to go to college, which is also what I'm pushing for. Now it's time to actually, you know, develop that plan, put it into action, to buckle down and see what, how quickly we can do this. If we can get into some college classes, you know, maybe at night or something like that, they have plenty of options out there. I'm pretty sure they have a option where you can go to school at night, or maybe they have a babysitter at the college, because they have that, like daycares, I think that's what they're called. They're daycares at the community colleges nowadays to assist with single parents and parents in general. College, they understand life happens, so she shouldn't really have a problem getting in college or finishing high school, even if they have to do an alternative high school, which I really need to look into. I don't think this is the end of the world, and I don't want her to think this is the end of the world. I want her to know, you can make this. You can conquer this. This is just another challenge, another little task set in your way to test you. And once you pass this test, you'll grow from it, and you'll grow faster than most people. I'm just a fountain of positivity, period. I want to just surround her and pour all the positive into her, because I know it's hard. It doesn't have to be as hard, but it's going to be hard starting out. In the beginning, it's always hard. But the more you work the process, the more the nights will be hard, you know, getting through morning sickness and, yeah, all that craziness. Thanks for tuning in. I'll try to post more frequently. We'll see how that works. Life, you know. Drop a message.